How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning. I have to say, this is probably not the best time to be saying this, but actually, I think the Psalms are a bit, well, boring. They seem to be a very lengthy way of saying something that could get straight to the point. They're often used in ways that perhaps they're not intended to be used, adding to the feeling that there's something that's not relevant for us today. Now, in my defence, people can find different parts of the Bible boring. I know this because I Googled it. But I still struggle with that thought. Surely it's the case that the Bible is the Word of God, so surely it must be relevant. Well, one person I Googled who found parts of the Bible boring was directed to the list of the names of the tribes. Now, that's really boring. And if anyone challenges me on this, I'll just say that others strongly argue that even those parts are informative and we can learn from it. So, going back to the Psalms and the relevance for today, not that someone else I looked up said, the Psalms will rock your world. He said they are raw, emotional, and real life. They will lead you into the presence of the living God, if you let them. They meet us in the mess of where we are, and they lead us through into his presence. Wow, quite a bold statement. So we're about to start a series with the Psalms. So where do I start to tell you about them? They can be corporate or individual laments to God. They can be songs, and we use some of them in our music today. Thanksgiving to God. There's something called Royal Psalms. But there's so much more than that, and it would take far too long to describe them adequately. Many are linked to the name of David, but some modern scholars also say the authorship can be attributed to various authors. So come with us over the next few weeks. If, like me, you do not appreciate Psalms, let us explore them together. But having said all of this, there will be those of you who love the Psalms, the colour they bring, the songs they make, and the depth of feeling they invoke. Please also explore them with us together. So today we look at Psalm 13. In my need to hear what is being said, I also read it in the message. This will be very different from the one that's up on the screen at the moment. The message says, long enough, Lord. You've ignored me long enough. I've looked at the back of your head long enough. Long enough I've carried this ton of trouble, lived with a stomach full of pain. Long enough my arrogant enemies have looked down their noses at me. Take a good look at me, Lord God, my God. I want to look life in the eye so no enemy can get the best of me or laugh when I fall on my face. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. I think that sounds quite angry, and it's quite different from the one we had before, which was to the point, but also quite flowery. And I think it reflects our different ways of understanding things and how we ourselves will write something. So that's what it is with different translations. It's always worth looking at different translations. And a little tip for that, if you download Bible Gateway on your phone, you can look at every single translation that is probably you know of and some you don't know. So it's quite easy to do that. So perhaps reading it in different translation will help you to find a way to reach into you, to find a deeper meaning that is to be found here, because these two versions are quite different. In one, the author is making a plea. the other quite different and perhaps more direct. But surely that's how we all are. We can react in different ways and in different degrees of feelings. What is clear is that the person is being real with God. There is no hiding how they feel. There are all times in our lives, I believe, when God feels distant. Nothing you do or say makes a difference. You have times of prayer and reading the Bible, but you don't get an answer to your need to hear from him. So in this psalm, you'll see there are three parts to it. And I have to say they all begin with P in the where I got this from. So it's a typical sermon. Everything starts with P. So, but it helps you remember, hopefully. So we've got the problem. First of all, it's the problem. How long? Four times the psalmist says, how long will you forget me? Hide from me. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? How long will my enemy triumph over me? I wonder if that chimes with you at all. Whether you've ever felt this or wanted to say this. Just how long, Lord? Come on, just speak to me. Perhaps starting to get impatient. Then you have the plea or the petition. Look on me and answer, Lord. Give light to my eyes or I'll sleep in death. The enemy will say, I've overcome him. My enemies will just love it if I fall flat on my face. No one wants to fail, to fall, and certainly not with an enemy watching. I have to say, thinking of this, I went back to my school days, answering questions in class. This is its most basic. No one wants to give the wrong answer with someone else in the room ready to laugh or gloat. And I have to say, back in my day, it's more likely to be the teacher that did that, but that's a different talk altogether. And apologies to all teachers that are here today. No one wants to feel overcome, made small by an enemy in their minds. We, I assume, all want to present as strong, at least on the outside, and not look foolish, or as in the messenger, fall flat on their face. So we've had the plea, but then we're not sure what happens next, because maybe someone said something, maybe something happened. Perhaps the prayer itself led to a sense of calming joy. He's still in the same situation, but has felt something inside that helps him to face the situation. The praise. Verses 5 to 6. He now switches to a confident trust and rejoicing. The trust in unfailing love. The heart rejoicing in salvation. Singing the Lord's praise, remembering he has been good to me. So we have the problem, the plea, and the praise. And that's three things to take away from today. It is okay to lament, to complain to God, to ask why he's left you the questions. So tell him what the issue is in your heart. Make that petition, even if he feels distant. Ask questions of him and his presence with you. Plead for his help. Pray earnestly. He knows your inner being and loves and wants the best for you. Continue to trust in his unfailing love. Rejoice in our salvation, in Jesus' death and resurrection. He was sent down to earth to know what it's like to be a human as well as divine. Sing his praises for all he has done, how good he has been to us. Remember those times we knew he was close. Look back at the times you thought he was not there and see how he's working in your life. If you feel so inclined, write your own lament using this structure. Problem, plea, praise, or a prayer of thanksgiving, or a song. One that comes from where you are today. Say what you want to say to God. Tell him what's in your heart. Thank him. Be real with him. He knows what's going on inside of you. And have confident trust in him. Let his spirit flow through you as you do so. Let him speak into the situation. So, far from being boring, the Psalms are as relevant today as they were then. Human nature has not changed. Our inner struggles have not changed. And how we trust in God has not changed. All that happened in the psalm we can feel today. The writings of the heart, poetic and flowing, using the full vocabulary that is available to us to express how we feel. And we need all those words to do fully justice to what we want to say. Amen.